With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands Classic wrapped up with high praise and even higher hopes for next year. Tournament CEO Joe Wright says this year's event was a resounding success, showcasing elite college basketball and putting Cayman on the map as a must-return destination for visiting teams.
I thought everything went great this week. I thought we had a great turnout for fans coming to watch the play. I thought the men's teams, all the teams competed very well. All the games came down to a 1 or 2 point game, and all four of the teams said if they wanted to come back, so we'll probably bring a couple of those teams back. And then as far as our women, the women were always good. They compete really well. They play real good. A lot of the teams were very competitive. There's going to be probably two or three of those teams going to make the NCAA tournament, so we're happy with them. And they thought the tournament went well. They love the Cayman Islands, and we're happy that they came, and hopefully they'll come back in the future.
If we did the women's division in a tournament style, who do you think would have won at the end of day two? Based on all the teams that you've looked at, all eight teams.
I think Oklahoma State's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I think Miami played better. I like St. John's. They're not very tall, but they're athletic and they can move. They can score.
Strong.
Yeah, New York kids, they probably, you know, they got that one-on-one in them. But I think those two schools for sure, maybe Florida. Not so sure. They didn't play as well as they did yesterday, but they play good. They play good. You know, they're in the SEC, so there's strong competition.
How's next year shaping up for the Classic?
Next year's shaping up real well. We got two new tournament directors coming on board, so we're excited about those guys. We're going to try to bring 12 teams down for the men and hopefully 10, 12 teams down for the women. But we're excited about that. We're going to start our podcast in April. So we're excited about bringing people on, and we're going to talk about the tournament. It's like 30 minutes every month about what's going to happen, who the teams are coming. And then once we get into August and September, when the teams and the players are all locked in or where they're going to go to school, we can start breaking everything down, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about the podcast.
Fans packed the stands for standout performances, including a dominant debut from Miara O'Neal, daughter of NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal. The 6'4" center powered her way to 24 points and 9 rebounds in her first outing and career high, helping her squad prep for Georgia Tech the following day. In other local sports, pickleball took center court this weekend as the Breast Cancer Foundation served up its first ever Dink for Pink fundraiser, a 24-hour marathon of nonstop rallies, fierce matchups, and standout performances at Pickleball Cayman. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has the details.
From the opening serve to the final slam, the courts were buzzing with energy. Players of all ages and skill levels battled through the night in a show of endurance and heart, all in support of breast cancer patients and survivors across the Cayman Islands. The tournament top honors went to Q-In for My Breasties, the team from Quality Law and Corporate Services, who outlasted Team Breast Friends Forever in a thrilling final to claim the championship title. Their grit, stamina, and sharp net play set the tone for a weekend defined by sportsmanship and purpose. Teen squads from the Cayman Islands International School also made waves, taking on late night and early morning matches with impressive hustle and composure, earning praise from both coaches and spectators. Off the court, the competition was just as tight. Team Breast Friends Forever edged out Team Pink Warrior to become the event's top fundraising team, helping to push the total raised past $73,000. All proceeds stay right here in Cayman, supporting the Breast Cancer Foundation's treatment grants and wellness programs. With packed courts and passionate players and a powerful cause, Dink for Pink is already being hailed a signature event on Cayman's sporting calendar. Planning is underway for 2026, with details expected in April. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman Sports.
And as you may have heard previously on Radio Cayman this week, the Cayman Marathon returns this Sunday. Radio Cayman's Paula Cal has the details.
The 2025 Walkers Cayman Islands Marathon hits the streets this Sunday, December 7th, with a 4:30 a.m. start on Seafarers Way. Over 1,200 runners are signed up so far, including 115 full marathoners, 1,050 half marathoners, and 95 relay teams. Another 100 are expected to register on Saturday. The event supports the Cadet Corps, Cancer Society, and several local charities. Organizers are asking residents along the route to secure pets, limit traffic, and light up their homes from 4 a.m. to cheer on runners. Police, EMTs, Red Cross volunteers, and Health City medics will be on hand for safety. The course loops from Bayshore Mall through South Sound and Prospect, returning via Walker's Road and Elgin Avenue. Packet, pickup, and late registration take place Saturday at Governor's Village from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The kids' fun run starts at 10:30 a.m. from the Government Administration Building, with 200 children already registered. Corporate support remains strong, and the popular Cayman Airways Water Stop Challenge returns, rewarding the most spirited hydration station. Top marathoners will win Breitling watches, with age, group, and team prizes also up for grabs. So far, the event has raised nearly $28,000 for charity, with more expected by race day. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Paul Akal.
Thank you, Paul. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.